Dan gets a minivan. Life at the intersection of dude and dad. By Dan Zevin. To my mother, thanks for all the Tuesdays. Slow ride, take it easy. Slow ride, take it easy. Repeat. Foghat. My cup holders runneth over. Most men drift through life in a fog, waiting for some moment of clarity to give them purpose and meaning. I should know, I used to be one of them. But then something changed. On an ordinary afternoon not long ago, I drove home from the dealership in my tricked-out new minivan. "Daddy, it's awesome!" Leo shouted, bursting out the front door with his little sister, equally ecstatic. He was just 5 at the time, and Josie was 2. It didn't take much to blow their little minds, a new Bionicle for him, a red M&M for her, but I'd never seen them quite so overcome as the first time they witnessed that magical miniature van. My wife, Megan, came rushing out after them, nearly getting toppled by our dog, Chloe, who jumped up on her hind legs and drooled on the driver's side door. The next thing I knew, we were on our first family joyride. And when I say joy, I'm talking joy. From that moment on, I accepted my destiny, came to terms with my fate, for I am the man in the minivan. And now I rejoice. I rejoice every day for my collapsible third row of seats, my built-in DVD player, the bounty of cup holders I'm blessed to behold. Long ago, you see, my life was economy size. There was room for just 3 passengers, me, me, and me. Where we were headed was anyone's guess. For in my younger years, I was lost, blind to the miracle of a Bluetooth-compatible GPS system equipped with advanced split-screen controls. I had a radar detector.